I received a text from Claire just a little while ago that she had been given a message for us, but she was feeling just too weak to record it, and would I please do so for her? We had not yet spoken today, so I had no idea what the Lord was about to give her. Yet he had spent my entire time of prayer, worship, and journaling this morning, calling me to prayer with random rosary portions, Ave Marias, Station of the Cross portions, and songs instructing me over and over again to be not afraid. Two of my random Rhema draws were, Take courage and do not be afraid, and a quote from Psalm 91. When I went to draw a random passage of Scripture, Psalm 133 came up. The title of this psalm is Unity, and this is what it says. How truly wonderful and delightful to see brothers and sisters living together in sweet unity. It's as precious as the sacred scented oil flowing from the head of the high priest Aaron, dripping down on his beard and running all the way to the hem of his priestly robes. This heavenly harmony can be compared to the dew dripping down from the skies upon Mount Hermon, refreshing the mountain slopes of Israel. And from this realm of sweet harmony, God will release his eternal blessing, the promise of life forever. And then finally, when I went to draw a random message, Pray for your president and world leaders came up. It was at this point that I received Claire's text that she had a message from the Lord. How wonderfully he confirms us with each other, speaking so particularly to each through so many means, and yet giving the very same message. Truly, this is a wonderful example of the unity he speaks of as we dwell together as one body in him. Claire began, Thank you, Lord, for bringing to mind what is most important to you in this hour. My dear family, my fibro has been very severe lately and keeping me from being able to pray deeply and hear the Lord. Finally, after lots of prayer from those who are here on the refuge, I am recovering and able to be here for you. Our caretaker's house only needs windows, and it will be finished. We are redoing the chapel because of water damage, but I have to say the beautiful thing is the little community forming. There is so much brotherly love and concern for one another. Each soul who makes it here, and there are many that do not, has a very loving and giving heart. Truly, I am amazed at the many spiritual gifts the Lord has invested in these souls who do come. Just being around them, I can see why the Lord loved his apostles so much, even though at times they had issues. I believe what is making the difference is the prayer and careful attention we pay to one another's needs. So tonight I ask the Lord, Jesus, what is on your heart? And Jesus began, Your nation is going through yet another transition where prayer is imperative. Everything is stacked against your president. That is everything except me and those who know my voice. Each day, my people, I wish for you to shoulder this burden in prayer. I am especially disappointed in the mainline churches that do not see beyond the surface and are not backing me up. They will vote for the most socially acceptable candidates. And then she quotes, Nevertheless, many of the leaders believed in him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess him, for fear that they would be put out of the synagogue, for they loved praise from men more than praise from God. And then, How can you believe in me when you seek and receive glory and approval from one another? And yet you do not seek the glory and approval which comes from the one and only God. These are from the book of John. This is the root of the problem. Vanity leads to unbelief. When a man's focus is on praise and acceptance, which foster money and power, anything that goes against the common consensus challenges their status. Therefore, they go with the flow, the common ground. Claire, I am not just filling the air with words so you will have a message. I am genuinely grieved over the ignorance and shallowness of my people. My sheep hear my voice. So how can I accept them as my own when they refuse to open their ears to those things that cause waves and controversy? Simply speaking, they are shut before I open my mouth, because they live by the status quo and what will bring them more acceptance, power, and money. But I have my faithful ones. They do hear my voice, and they act on it, and these are the ones to turn the tide. Children, I do not have to tell you who to vote for. I have taught you to discern a man by his works. Examine the works of each, and weigh them against Scripture, and what you know is right. Then you will have your answer. Is it right to extract a living child from its mother's womb by first cutting off its limbs? If a man has no respect for an unborn child, he will have no respect for you when you become a burden or your agenda crosses his. And as a matter of fact, that can be easily proven by the undisclosed poisoning of the American people through different operations hidden from the public. No man is perfect, but some are more perfect, more sincere, more capable, and more honest than others. Some care about this nation, and some have the agenda of ruining it while smiling and telling the public what they want to hear. This whole subject makes me sick at heart, but I want you to know that you can discern who I would choose by examining the fruit in their lives. The fault that is found with the candidate that protects life are faults done openly, while the others do the very same thing behind your back. So you hearken to the soft-touch diplomat, middle-ground man who condemns what the other candidate does in the open, while they do the very same things, and much, much worse behind your back. A 2-year-old can discern good from evil, but my people who are sold out to the system in order to live wealthy lives, they cannot bring themselves to stand against evil, lest they be excluded from the inner circles of those who are, in fact, evil to the core. Children, this is tragic. Uphold righteousness and condemn evil. Those who are not for me are against me. Rise up. Stand your ground. Pray for the lukewarm ones that want to support the status quo and have not gone deeper in their discernment because of their attachments to success and prosperity. I love you, I am with you, and I bless you now to be a shining beacon of truth in a perverse and dark generation. And that was the end of the Lord's message. And then Claire had a few words she wanted to add at the end here. She said, I just want to take a moment to thank those who are praying for us and for me. I have had very distracting moments, and am just now able to give them to others to do. Please forgive me if you haven't received a thank you note for your donations. We are way behind on correspondence, so please accept my thank you right now for your great kindness in supporting the ministry. We are still here for widows and orphans when they need us, and that would not be possible without your kindness, dear ones. I have some very competent people taking over the whole operation, so now I can spend much more time in prayer and messages. But I do believe this sickness I'm struggling with now has to do with offerings for our president. I do believe it is intercessory. But I am so sorry it has impacted the messages. Please do keep praying for me to be stronger, so I can love you more and give more. In the meantime, go to our website, heartdwellers.org, and click on the Rhema tab. And then you can click on Rhema messages that will feed your soul until I can get another message out. May the Lord bless you from both of us, Heart Dwellers.